Sarah blinked. Yes, of course. I forget you're so young sometimes. We sat still for a minute. Sarah's mobile telephone rang. She talked. When the call was finished, she looked very tired. That was the nursery. They want me to go and pick up Charlie. He's been fighting with the other children. They say he's out of control. She bit her lip. He's never done that before. She picked up her telephone again and pressed some buttons. She held the telephone up to her ear while she looked over my shoulder, over the garden. She was still chewing her lip. After a few seconds, there was the sound of another telephone ringing. It was a small, distant sound from inside the house. Sarah's face went still. Then, slowly, she took the telephone down from her ear and pressed one of its buttons. From the house, the sound of the other telephone stopped.
"Oh, Jesus," said Sarah. "Oh, no."
"What? What is it?" Sarah took a deep breath. Her whole body shuddered.
"I called Andrew. I don't know why. It was completely automatic. I didn't even think. You know, if there's a problem with Charlie, I always call Andrew. I just forgot he was, you know. Oh, God, I'm really losing it. I thought I was ready, you know, to hear what happened to you and your sister. But I wasn't. I wasn't ready for it. Oh, God."
We sat there, and I held her hand while she cried. Afterward, she passed her telephone to me. She pointed at the screen.
"He's still in my address book. Do you see?"
The screen of her telephone said Andrew, and then a number. Just Andrew. There was no surname.
"Will you delete him for me, B? I can't do it."
I held her telephone in my hands. I had seen people speaking on mobile phones, but I always thought they would be very complicated. "You will laugh at me. There she goes again, that silly little girl with the smell of tea in her skin and the stains of cassava tops still on her fingers. But I always thought there would be a frequency to find. I thought you would have to turn some dial until you found the signal of your friend. Very small and faint, like tuning into the BBC World Service on a wind-up radio.